I'm really glad that we have the person who you're about to hear here with us today for a lot of reasons. First, I like her a lot, and it's been a while since she's played with us. Secondly, my little secret that I mentioned sometimes is this is around the time when, after getting up to be with you at 4 o'clock this morning, I start to feel a little sleepy. And I get a second wind when somebody like the person you're about to hear is here, because I get to listen to some great songs and a great voice, great lyrics, and a great guitar. And now you'd get to also, along with me, here's Brooke Annabelle. Brooke Annabelle at the Saturday Light Brigade under Streetlights, that song. I was looking at your website a little bit as you were playing in Silence Worth Breaking. Is that the CD?
That's the name of the album. Yeah,
yeah, that's on. And it's easy to get hold of. It's Brooke's website, which we've linked to, or you can just go there. It's Brooke with an E, Anne, and then I, B-A-L-E, Brooke Annabelle, Were you named for somebody in your family? That's such a...
No, just happens to be my last name.
Yeah, no, I meant Brooke, too. Brooke, oh, sorry about that. That's on my end. Are you okay? Volume-wise,
yeah, okay,
your headphones, good. That's unfortunately only I can control that because our headphones are often worn by children here, and they'll do whatever they can to make it too loud. So how have you been? What's new with you?
I've been good. I recently moved back to Nashville where I went to college and making frequent trips, of course, back to Pittsburgh. My whole family's here. So, yeah, I've been good. Just writing new music, doing a little recording this month because it's been a little over a year now since I released my last record. And so just trying to get cracking on some new music.
What is it? Now, when did you leave Nashville for Pittsburgh the first time?
Well, I went to school in Nashville from 2005 to
2009. So you went back after maybe 2 years?
Yeah, I was gone for about two years, and then I decided to move back just last fall. So,
and the reason I'm asking is you had a lot of playing experience and a lot happened to you in that two-year period. Just anybody does.
Yeah.
So do you look at Nashville differently, or what is it like to be back there?
It's definitely different because it's, you know, music is the industry in that town, you know, so everybody is doing something involved in music, whether it's recording or publishing or writing. It's all, somebody is somehow involved in it. So it's really cool to be a part of that kind of community. It's also a little intimidating, but it's not as intimidating as like a big city like New York or LA. So it's sort of just the right kind of town.
People seem really nice in Nashville too, at least anytime I talk to people from Nashville, and we do from time to time. Everybody seems nice, although I'm sure it's pretty competitive too.
Yeah.
Are you playing open mics down there or anything?
Something that's really popular down there is doing writers' rounds. So it's like we'd have three or four writers on the stage at once and going one by one playing a song for a couple rounds through. And so that's kind of like the most popular way of performing down there when you're just getting started. So
that's great. Now, are you originally from Pittsburgh? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I was born and raised here. Went to Moon High School, and so my whole family's here. And
And you went to college in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Where did you go?
At Belmont University. So that school's primarily known for its music business program and its music programs. So.
And did you miss that? I'm curious why you decided to go back. Just certainly after spending 4 or 5 years there, it had to be calling you a little bit,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, it's different to experience it when you're not in college. And just, I mean, I made my record there when I wasn't living there, and I think that experience sort of just called me back to be in that environment, at least, you know, for another couple years.
Brooke Annabelle is the voice that you're hearing. We'll hear another song, and then we'll see what she's up to performance-wise lately. It's good to have you here. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song called Empathy.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Oh,
here's Brooke Annabelle.
Question across, see it clearly. as I hold tight to that feeling of what is gained and lost. 'Cause love is a battle to be fought, and all we wanna do is win. I just can't be
That's Brooke Annabelle at the Saturday Light Brigade. When did you write that?
That's actually one of the older ones that I had on my new album. I wrote it probably over the last year I was in college.
Did an incident cause you to write that, or just general thoughts?
Yeah, I feel like it's always a combination of things, but that one, interestingly enough, is the title. That word isn't even in the song anywhere, but It was one of those songs that was titleless for a long time, and I played it at some open mics, and actually the open mic here in Pittsburgh at Club Cafe, I played it one night, and I said, if anybody has any ideas for a name for this song, because I'm not really sure what to call it, and someone came up to me afterwards and said, I think you should call it Empathy, because that sort of wraps up everything that it's about, just trying to understand other people no matter how different we are.
Yep, it's a good title. And with your music business background, you gave that person no songwriting share of that. It's 11:32 now. Are you playing out anywhere?
I am tonight, actually, at in Mount Lebanon, a coffee house I haven't been to yet, but I've heard good things. It's called Orbis Cafe. But I'm playing with in the round, actually, with Heather Kropf and Kristen Graves from Connecticut.
That's great. I do you know what street it's on offhand? I'll look it up if you
think,
don't.
Is that the main road?
Beverly, maybe, or Washington?
I think it's off of Washington or on Washington.
Yeah, that's. I'll find out. That's a space I haven't been to. That should be a great. I don't know Kristen. I certainly know Heather.
Yeah.
Kristen Graves, did you say?
Yeah, she is from Connecticut, and she tours through. I've played with her a couple times here and once in New York City, so it'll be fun to play again.
Well, there's your chance to see Brooke tonight in a nice, calm, sort of sane place where you can actually hear lyrics and enjoy her playing. Are you writing much these days?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a couple new ones that are all ready to go, ready to record, and some that I'm still trying to finish up. And hopefully we'll have some new recordings by the end of July. And yeah,
being in Nashville is probably, I would imagine, makes you want to produce. I don't mean produce, and I mean it in the generic sense, makes you want to create.
Yeah.
Because of the people you're around, you find it
definitely
that way.
Yeah, because yeah, people are constantly creating music, so you're always pushing yourself to get up every day and do something, write a little bit or something.
Yeah, I would think, I mean, if you're in New York City, I would imagine no matter what your tempo is, it just ends up being a little bit faster when you're in New York, and no matter what your creative temperament is, I imagine it would be a little bit more so when you're in an environment like Nashville.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's have you play another song. What would you like to pick up next?
I think I'll do a song called Feels Like Home.
Brooke Annabelle is who is playing this morning on SLB.
Wherever we are.
Brooke Annabelle on the day that the Buell Community Park at Allegheny Square opens. And don't forget, you can stop by the Children's Museum anytime today. Admission is free, and it's a beautiful day to check out the park. I'm curious about your singing, which is pretty distinctive, and I mean that in a good way. Did you sing growing up before you, like, when did you start playing guitar and writing songs, first of all?
Well, I started singing, I mean, along to the radio in the car, of course.
Like, but, yeah, I was curious about that.
But I joined choirs as early as probably third or fourth grade. And then I guess my interest just kind of grew from there. I always would write, you know, just like silly lyrics when I was a kid. And then I started writing melodies to them. And then once I got older, I thought, you know, I want to actually start making a whole song, you know, so I want to learn to play the guitar. So I learned to play, started taking lessons in high school the year after my, or the summer after my freshman year. And so I was about 14 going on 15 and started taking lessons then and started writing songs as soon as I had enough chords to put together to make a song.
Did anybody help you learn how to write?
You mean like family or?
Well, just songs. I mean, in terms of structure and I guess it's kind of intuitive if you listen to music to kind of develop your own style, but I was just curious.
Yeah, well, definitely just listening to music, I think I had a kind of idea of what the structure of a song was. And then I did take some songwriting classes. I went to the guitar workshop at Duquesne one summer and did the songwriting program there. That was about a week-long camp. And
that's
then,
intense.
Yeah, it was really cool because you got to sit in a room with a bunch of young kids that were also wanting to learn how to write songs, and we all wrote a song that week, and we all helped each other, you know? So that was a really cool experience. And then I did a songwriting workshop at Berklee College of Music the summer before my senior year of high school as part of my senior project for Moon. So I went there, and that was a really cool
That's
experience.
That's amazing to go there. So you're 16 and you're at Berklee. You must have really met some interesting people doing that.
Definitely. The professors that we took classes from were, you know, real Berklee professors and had written books on songwriting. And so it was really, really interesting.
Have you ever been interested, you know, in performing with a full band behind you? Or maybe you do.
I do. Not very often. It's usually for a special occasion, like a big outdoor show or a CD release party. Or when I play sometimes at Club Cafe, I'll do like a trio kind of thing and keep it kind of laid back. But yeah, I do really enjoy performing with a live band, but most of the time the venues are the solo acoustic kind of places where it's easy to just take my guitar and play.
Yeah, I think it suits you well too. I mean, I don't know that my opinion really matters, but your voice lends itself well, I think, to some pretty simple accompaniment.
Yeah,
so that
definitely.
your lyrics can shine and your voice can shine. Ricky did the research to let us know that Orbis Cafe is at 675 Washington Road. The show starts at 7:30 tonight. 412-563-1220 is the number. And in addition to Brooke, Kristen Graves from Connecticut and Heather Kropf will be there tonight. That should be a lot of fun. Wind down on a day like today, listening to some music. That should be a nice set. I think we have time for a couple more.
And
what would you like to do next?
This one's called Bullseye.
Feeling on the way, don't know where to fight. No, it's not easy, but you should know that it's right. You're feeling knocked out, you don't know how to stand up to a crowd full of people trying to take your bread and your cup. But I'm striding Jesus, say who can choose who belongs inside of these walls. Jesus, say who can choose who gets to stand and who takes the fall. We're throwing dots in the dark, trying to hit the bullseye, and nobody knows what it looks like. We're throwing dots in the dark, trying to hit the bullseye, till we hit it in the bullseye. Feeling so small, we don't know. Shouting, but no one's saying a word. You're feeling helpless, looking for a needle in the hay. And everyone's got the answer, but no one's got the way. But who's ready, Sue's, to say who can choose who belongs inside of these walls? Jesus, to say who can choose who gets to stand and who takes the fall.
Like the tension in that song a lot, and it's I'm always shy about mentioning other artists, but the tone of your voice kept bugging me in a good way, and I kept thinking, gosh, this person is, and I've heard you before, but this person is like no one I've ever heard before. How would I describe her to somebody? And I figured it out. We're going to cross Ricky Lee Jones with Joni Mitchell.
Huh.
I think.
Gotten that one before.
No, yeah. I don't know. What do you think, Ricky? She may have missed what I said. she can't. It might be the style as much as the tone. It's just neat. They're both very soulful singers. But have people compared you to others before?
I used to get like Nora Jones and Natalie Merchant a
lot
when I was younger.
Can see that.
So, so some of that.
You have fans looking at you now. A lot of folks here in the Children's Museum. It's really been great to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
People, please know that Brooks. Music is available. You can just go to brookannabelle.com. Easy to find. There's plenty of songs for download. Her albums are pretty inexpensive, and it would be appreciated if you just go grab something. There's also some really good reviews of her stuff. Have you been, well, certainly in Nashville you're playing, but have you traveled around much more to play?
Yeah, I did a lot of traveling earlier, doing sort of just like weekend tours, going to D.C. or Cincinnati, New York a little bit, up to New England last summer, and just think, you know, just a couple shows here and there, no big month-long tours, but just traveling when I can and playing wherever they'll have me.
I think you'd be really well received. I'm glad. I hope you'll keep coming back to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm sure your mom does too. So. What would you like to finish up with?
This last song will be called I Believe.
Thank you, Brooke.
Yeah, thank you.
You been hurt, you been scarred, been ashamed of who you are. Oh, 'cause they tell you that you don't belong. Oh, 'cause they tell you that you've gone wrong. I believe.
Brooke Annabelle, thank you.